Hi everyone, and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 45, and title is going to be December is Here. Coming up today is going to be mostly just updates, really, what's been going on, and what have you. You may have seen yesterday I put out a video just giving you a run through of how the plots have shaped up here during November. So if you haven't seen that, go to the website, and the video's on the website, on one of the blog listings, or it's on our YouTube channel, and it's well worth subscribing to that to keep all the videos, so you can see it, do a blog post to keep it all tallied up. Over the old allotment over in Brighton, I really have not been there much and haven't done much. My focus now on that is just to clear everything. All the annual plants I have in the ground left now are ochre and leeks. I think there's some spinach left, but I'm just going to throw those away. I'm done with them. The ochre, I was waiting for a frost to kill it off and then give it a couple of weeks to run down. We had a frost nearly 2 weeks ago, and I noticed that the plants had died off, so I'll dig those up and see how we've done. That's going to come up in the future. And the same with the leeks, I'm waiting for a frost just to sweeten those up a bit. I'll dig all the leeks. Various dinners, probably with Christmas coming up, they'll probably be used in that. I've also removed the small shed. You'll see where that is on the video. I've basically slowly emptied that, and then Max, my brother, and I removed it down and pulled it up in the next place in one day. As I said, I am just looking at getting rid of this plot now. So I'm not really going to be doing very much up there. And I think I've said this before, I'm relieved to be losing it, as it is hard work to get the motivation to travel that far over when I've got enough jobs nearer home. So next I want to talk about plot 128B, the newer allotment. The shed I took down from the old allotment, that has gone up there, and I built a shed after getting permission, which came through really quickly. I just had to sign a form and say I would, if I vacate, I would remove it, which isn't a problem. Now, this poor shed has been taken down and rebuilt several times. It's getting close to its last legs, but I'll give it some structural supports on the inside and what have you, and we'll keep it going and treat it well. This is just next to the compost heaps. I've had to move the compost heap a bit further back just to give a bit more space. And on the inside, I've got the tools I would carry with me, such as a spade, fork, hoe, and rake, and a watering can, and a couple of little in there fairly easily. That's all I really need in the shed. I've left some garlic fertiliser and some chicken manure pellets just inside the shed as well to use, and some worm compost tea. That'll be just feeding. The shed's only 6 foot by 4 foot, so it's quite small. It may be a bit too small, but I think if I go bigger, you're just going to fill it with stuff I don't really need. So I'm going to try and keep that fairly well together. I've got plans in the future on what's going to happen with this shed and what have you, and how that's going to be the starting place of every trip, of course. So, yeah, more on that as it develops. You'll see in the video how well they're doing. I've dug out enough room for the fourth bed to go in. I just haven't got all the wood ready to go in yet. That's another future job. But it's dug out and all the weeds, and they're slowly disintegrating down these weeds. The raspberries have pretty much not died off as such, but they're dying back and starting to look quite gappy. So I've got to get in there and just give them a good pruning. That'd be one of the jobs coming up. But my focus at the moment is just getting it set up, the groundwork set up. Well, that only leaves what's going on at home. At home, I dug up the sweet potatoes. Both plants are now dug up. I think I said about the first one last time, but I dug the second one up. That the plant did grow better, but it never really got amazing. And the potatoes, yeah, I just threw them in the compost heap. They weren't amounting to much at all. So they were a bit of a pointless thing to grow this time in terms of harvest, but I did grow them in the wrong position, if I'm completely honest. And they perhaps didn't get the best care. But they've dug something and they're gone, which has given me a bit of space. Yeah, and the peas and raw beans are growing quite well. They've just sprouted slightly, so they'll soon be able to go into the land, into the ground, which will be in the allotment, of course. But more on that as I do. But if you watch the video, you'll see they've just sprouted. They are a bit late this year for when I normally do them. And they're a bit late. They're going to be a bit late going into the ground. You know, not early December now, and normally they're planted and growing. But it's been quite mild this so far, so I think we'll be okay. We've even had a frost at last. In fact, I've got a garden monitor weather meter in it, but the rest of it's only a few days it's been below freezing. The rest of the time it's been above freezing. Again, on the video you'll see in the greenhouse I've fitted a thermometer in there, and you can see the temperatures I've achieved on that in a centigrade or Celsius. In the greenhouse, the rosemary and sage, they're doing quite well. You can see it clearly in there, in the video again. I'm fairly certain they've rooted by now. They would be showing some sort of sign that they haven't rooted, but it looks like every single one of them has rooted. So I'm quite pleased with that. They give me far too much rosemary, but I think I'm going to try and sell some. A car boot later on in the year, presents or something. I have no idea. I'll see what happens. I've also moved some tender herbs into the greenhouse again. You'll see that in the video. And that was the Vietnamese coriander has gone in there, and the lemongrass. Might have got away with the lemongrass being outside, but I just didn't want to chance it. In the greenhouse, I do talk about this in the videos. I leave a watering can in there filled with water. And when I water it, it's in there just straight away. But the reason I do this is actually so the water comes up to the same, which just, it just, it's a bit healthier for the plants, I believe, and it doesn't shock them as much. And when you read all the experts, they agree with that. And it's not hard to do. I just fill up the watering can and pull it in there. And then when I need it, it's there. After I've used it, I just fill it up again. It's not hard. And if anything, it encourages the use of more water rather than just filling it up when you need it. My collection of plants at home, all destined for the allotment, is growing. You'll see just how many in the video. But we'll go through those as I plant them out, when I get ready to finally plant them out. Preparing more wood for making more beds down the allotment. Really at home, the growing or setting up is taking a back seat, because I want to get the allotment done first, because at home, I think a lot of the stuff that's going to be grown at home is the stuff that needs a lot of close care. So it's the things that I need at home, tomatoes, herbs, things that I just can't leave and forget about, like all the other stuff down at the allotment. But the stuff I can leave and forget about that I'm growing at the allotment can grow for the winter quite happily, which is why I'm focusing on getting that set up. Also, at home, it doesn't really matter if the things don't get done as such. When it's an allotment and the allotment police are about, you've got to make sure everything's done satisfactorily, which is a bit of a bugger. But to be fair, they're not as bad as what that sounds like. They've got to just make sure everything's used and taken. Okay, so I think I'm about there today. A bit of a short one, I'm afraid. Again, it's this horrible time of year. But it's getting very, very quiet. However, over the next few weeks, there's various things that will be done as it gets even quieter outside, that I will be talking about as and when. And these are going to be that sort of how I plan what I'm going to do, how I treat all my tools during the winter and sharpen them up and make sure they're good for the following year. So with that, please do go visit the website. That's theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Please become a member if you want to comment and talk to me or anything like that. I really would appreciate some feedback. Alternatively, you can email me at richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Email me about anything, and I will respond as soon as possible. So, thanks for listening, and see you on the next one.